It happens in an instant. A new mom and her baby know they belong to each other. And research shows from that first moment through toddlerhood, their relationship will help shape who that baby becomes.
Those important years are the focus of a new book titled Being There, Why Prioritizing Motherhood in the First 3 Years Matters. Erica is joining us here to talk about it, and it's Erica Komisar. Thank you so much for joining us. This is such an emotional issue for so many working moms, and just get into why you chose to write this book and take on this topic.
Well, first, thank you for having me on. I was feeling that as a society, we had devalued mothering, and that as a result of that, we were failing our children. And what I was seeing in my parent guidance practice, I'm a psychoanalyst and a parent guidance expert, I was seeing an epidemic level of emotionally troubled children who were really suffering from the absence of their mothers on a daily basis. And I started looking at the research about 15 years ago, and much of the research that's neuroscience and attachment and epigenetics really backed up what I believed, which is that mothers are critical to children in the first 3 years. Their emotional and physical presence is critical to children's development.
Now, this is such a hot button issue because, first of all, most mothers who work full time have to, and they would rather be spending some more time with their children. So how do we manage that?
Well, as a society, we really don't respect mothering. We have no maternity leave policy in this country, which is one of the reasons that I wrote this book. There really isn't a respect and admiration for mothering like we have in other countries. We're the only civilized country in the world that doesn't have a maternity leave policy. So the first thing is the government has to get on board and society has to get on board that mothers are actually valuable to children and that we're having this mental health crisis for children and adolescents and adults. Because a lot of the things I'm seeing are stress disorders and disorders of emotional regulation straight through adulthood, depression and anxiety. And those are the things that mothers help to prevent in the first 3 years.
Now, talk about a bit more that connection that a mother has with her child, especially right after they're born, and why it's so important.
So there's something called bonding, which can happen almost immediately, not always immediately, but attachment occurs, and there's really a myth about this, that people think that they've attached to their babies if they spend a few weeks with them. Attachment takes 3 years. Bonding can happen right away, but attachment really goes on straight through the first 3 years. And when we're healthily attached to our children, it lays down the foundation for the future for those children to be emotionally secure. So one of the things that we talk about in society is self-esteem, or we talk about resilience to stress. Again, those things are provided. We're not born resilient to stress, and we're not born with self-esteem. Those are provided by the interaction with the mother from moment to moment in the first 3 years.
It's interesting because you were talking in your opinion that the government really needs to step in here to provide women with the leave so that they can better care for their children. But, you know, women, of course, will blame themselves. That can't be healthy.
So I don't see guilt as a bad thing. I know that many people do. For me, guilt is what we call a signal feeling. It actually means that you're in conflict about something. It means that your ego is working. And it means you have to look at that conflict. And maybe by looking at the conflict, you might make slightly different choices. You know, not all women have as many choices as other women, but all women, I say all women have some choices. And so if we don't look at our guilt and rather do as society tells us to do, which is turn away from our guilt, then we never really look at our conflicts. It's only with that information that we can make the best choices.
All right. Talk about childcare just briefly for a moment. Can they nourish a baby enough putting them in the hands of a nanny or, say, you know, a childcare facility?
So children are born 9 months too early. Many theories believe that children are born with a very underdeveloped nervous system. And that means that for the first 9 months, a mother is actually the nervous system for the baby, or what we call the emotional skin for the baby. The problem is that babies are so susceptible to any stimulus or stress in the environment that when a baby is put into childcare too early, whether it's individual childcare or group childcare, they're basically overwhelmed and overstimulated. And that causes them to become sort of to develop stress responses.
Is there anything you can say right now to allay the fears of so many parents who are listening to you and thinking, this is crazy, we can't manage this?
More is more. What I say is more is more. Whether you're a working parent or a non-working parent, more is more. the more emotionally and physically available you can be for your children in the first 3 years, the better off your children will be. And that may be if you're a working mother, coming home, going out once and coming back once and staying home. It may mean if you're a working mother, letting your children stay up 2 or 3 hours extra than you normally would so you can spend more time with them. It may mean putting your phone and your tablet in the door when you come in and not looking at it again until they're asleep.
All right, Erica, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Erica Komisar, author of Being There, Why Prioritizing Motherhood in the First 3 Years Matters.